You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Then on the line, we have got Deputy Mayor of Tāmaki Makaurau, Desley Simpson. Kia ora, Desley. How are you this morning?
Morena. Very well, thank you.
It's great to chat with you today. There's been a really big report come out this week, headed by Mike Bush, an inquiry into the Auckland Council and the Civil Defence response to the flooding on January the 27th. And I think it's perhaps not a surprising report that we've seen come out, but one of the really big parts of it has been a strong criticism of the communication and the leadership on the day. What has been some of the big takeaways that the council is currently reflecting on at the moment?
Look, it's been pretty grim reading, Rachel. And as you say, not surprising. I thought it was accurate, truthful, and full of points that we needed to obviously action immediately and should have some time ago. But look, it's an opportunity for council to get things right in the future. And, you know, we've started on that already. There'll be a prioritised plan of action that we'll be discussing next week, and we'll get onto it pretty smartly. But I think the key findings and themes sort of came around a number of issues. I mean, there were 17 in the report, but it said that we needed to be much clearer with regard to, you know, who does what. The different roles weren't well understood, and they should have been. They should have been tested, that the system was too complex. Yes, and they focused on communication, and, you know, that was quite a strong point. Look, I'm a strong believer in communication with the public. I think it's key. And for me, it was one of the things pretty much that should have been at the top of the list to improve and will be. It also highlighted the visible leadership or lack of it. But again, this is everyone, both our operational leaders and political leaders need to communicate much better. No one quite knew what they were supposed to be doing. And I think the report also refers to empathetic leadership that gives confidence. I mean, as the night unfolded, Aucklanders expected, rightfully so, and needed clear and regular messaging delivered with empathy via multiple channels to understand the seriousness of the event. I mean, you've got to remember that the event itself ended up by being 7 times worse than anyone had expected. But Auckland Council should have always had a mantra that you expect the worst, you know? Plan for the worst and, you know, hope for the best, but you should always plan for the worst. And we didn't have the systems in place as we should have.
I want to come back to this idea of empathetic leadership and this idea of communication. I totally agree with you, Desley. I think it's really important. This report has really highlighted that it's really important. And it has been something that even prior to this report being published has been very much commented on by many parties. And I don't want to just point the finger at Mayor Brown, but he has really been a figurehead and also a literal head. He is our mayor of the city. What conversation are happening with Mayor Brown about his particular brand of communication or general lack of with the Auckland public?
Look, Mayor Brown has apologised for what happened on the night from his perspective, and I think that's positive. You know, he realises that he could have done better, and I think that's
positive. This is true, that's true, you know? But we have seen subsequent to that apology and to that event, you know, multiple perhaps not so empathetic instances of his referring back to that time and also his dealings with the public and with journalists and with the media. Is this something that's an ongoing conversation in council at the moment?
Look, Mayor Brown has a very good comms team support now around him, and I think that's really good. I think they will help him develop messaging and things that are appropriate. I know, you know, I've met the people in his office, and I think they're very professional and very good at what they do.
So what can we expect to see from his office this year? Because I think that there's perhaps quite understandably a lot of frustration from the communities about this gap between members of council and themselves. There are certain members of council who people can point to quite easily and say, yep, we see them in the community. They were very public, for example, during the flooding online. They were really stepping into that leadership void. Are we going to see Mayor Brown Brown step into that role more this year? Is that something we can expect?
You'd have to talk to Mayor Brown about that, but I just want to go back to the point that you made on Auckland emergency sort of responders and things. I don't think the report should be taken as a criticism of partner agencies or first responders, and I think the report addresses that. The report says that those people, along with community leaders, volunteers and many ordinary Aucklanders, did extraordinary things to help their fellow citizens.
Oh, certainly.
The true heroes of this event.
Certainly. Yeah. I'm definitely not criticising them. That was very manifestly, provided for. But I'm interested, though, in how we're going to respond to future events like this. Climate change is not going away. We're going to see more intense weather patterns hitting our little isthmus. So what can we expect to see? Are we going to see a public, announcement about the way that council's moving forward from this? Obviously, you've mentioned next week you're really stepping into that, but what are the next steps for council with addressing the shortcomings from this?
Look, from a time perspective, yes, very, very quickly we are taking the recommendations as a council team, that is all elected members, and developing a plan for those for that implementation. And I think you will be seeing some action points following those discussions next week. Look, I think one of the interesting things is Auckland is huge, as you well know, and actually the way it's set up though means that local communities and local boards and the councillors in their local area probably know more sometimes than the centralised system. And I think one of the points that the report noted that we had to be more localised, not just centralised. And I think going forward, that's really, really important. I mean, if you speak to local communities, they knew of the event a lot faster than the centralised team did. So there was a whole lot of local information that had the system worked better, we could have coordinated and had got that information out.
I mean, this is true, Desley, but also the internet exists. We all saw it happening in real time on Twitter, on Instagram, on our phones. I mean, we knew there was flooding happening before we saw anything come from the council. So this is kind of a moot point. We're going over something that we've already covered here. Definitely local communities need to be supported better to respond to this, but we need centralised leadership in a crisis situation. So
You need both.
So what are we going to see from the council to make sure that both of those channels are supported in the future?
Look, I think you will see a communication plan that we will test to make sure those kind of things happen. You know, one of the things that we want to do is to have a test of the system, a new system once we've got it for Auckland, just so everyone is aware of how it works, what will happen, and just make sure that communication does work. Because you're absolutely right. I mean, the information was there. It just wasn't communicated or put together correctly.
Well, we'll probably come back and chat about this a bit more when we do see what's happening next week and in the future moving through this report. But let's talk about something completely different now.
Well, hold on. Just before we go on to that, can I just add one more point, though? Because I think that the report, whilst it was always... I just want to make this point, Rachel, if you don't mind. It was always intended to be a short, sharp, rapid examination of what happened on that night of January 27. But a number of councillors have highlighted the need for a more comprehensive review because there are 4 R's of civil defence: reduction, readiness, response and recovery, right? And the fifth one from Auckland is resilience. So we are actually moving to a more wider ranging debrief, looking at the issues from group emergency coordination centre responders, elected members and supporting agencies. So there will be a much bigger review happening as well.
That is fantastic to hear. Let's just touch on it very briefly, but there is a new waste collection system coming to Tamaki Makaurau. This is around food scraps. What can people expect to see and how's it going to affect their households?
Well, we are currently delivering food scraps bins to residents in the Waitakere area with about 17,000 bins delivered to date. So we started those deliveries on the 3rd of April. So we'll do Waitakere first and then we'll move on to roll out to the North Shore and then Auckland City, the old Auckland City area, Manukau, Franklin, and finally Rodney. So this is a food scraps play an important part in lowering our CO2 and methane and landfill content. So obviously it harms greenhouse gases. So what we're trying to do here is to save some diversion from landfill, which I think is great. I mean, when it's all put it together, we'll, the savings emission will be like taking, I think it's 10,000 medium cars off the road annually. That's the equivalent of savings from a CO2 and methane perspective.
So do households have to do anything to access this, or is it going to be just sent to their home?
It's going to be delivered to the homes. As I said, we've trialled it already, and it should be, I think, a great thing for people to be able to get rid of these food scraps in a different way and save on landfill.
Well, thank you so much, Desley, for your time this morning. We really appreciate speaking with you. We'll talk to you again next week, and I'm sure there'll be plenty more to get stuck into over these responses as well. But we really appreciate your time this morning. Kia ora.
Thanks, Rachel. Have a good day. Ka kite.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.